Hey everybody, what is up? Welcome to the Roofer Coach Podcast, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and sitting next to me for the first time, I think ever, is my co-host, John DeLaurier. What's up, John?
We're here together, Dave, today, face-to-face for real life.
Face-to-face.
I'm looking at the screen, looking at your face, I hear your voice, it's a good day.
You know, maybe we're better off
looking going at screens
coast to coast, you know. Now we are in this little phone booth here in a little workspace. It's pretty cool, but I am out here with my family. My son-in-law is a professional golfer, so he is out playing a golf tournament. So I said, hey, let's go out to Savannah, I'll join you. And here we are staying out here in an Airbnb for the weekend. And hooking up with John, say, hey, why don't we get together and we'll do a podcast. So I've been sitting here for the last hour or so, watching John on his phone, getting messages. My phone's blowing up. Hopefully somebody's buying a roof. What the hell are you doing over there?
A lot of buying roofs. We like this.
Yeah.
The weather's warming up. So I actually got a phone call right before we hit record, and they're ready to buy a roof. So it's definitely a busy time for us.
Wow. Well, first things first, you know, we got to take care of business here.
We do.
We don't need to worry about roofing because our coaching business, this is where the money's at, man. I retired. John's actually a successful roofing contractor out of here. But what we like to do is we love collaborating and getting together and helping out other roofing contractors. I was a contractor for 30 years outside of San Francisco, commercial contractor, been there and done it. I kind of like being on the done it side already. How about you, John? You're doing this every day.
I definitely haven't done it yet. So enjoying growing. But definitely have not done it yet. I'm still learning every day. Still trying to grind out and learn and grow. So yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
It's starts to come back to me on what's going on watching you doing. It's like, oh shit! Oh god, who's
somebody stepped on a nail? Exactly. That really happened today. Somebody's needs a new contract. That really happened. All that stuff.
Oh god. Well. It's great stuff. Great to be here, John. It's a beautiful day in Savannah. I got to say, this is it's a beautiful place to live. This is gorgeous.
It is.
But we are recording the intro for a great show that we have for you today. We've got Joe Hughes and Amanda, who works with Joe. And Joe Hughes, Contractor Dynamics, this guy is a master when it comes to marketing. And we've got a number of our coaching clients that are enrolled in his school. John, you've known Joe for quite a while. Give us a little intro for him. What are we going to learn today?
So Joe is an expert in how to really change your perspective on how to market your local business. As opposed to just throwing money at a marketing issue, he gives you the tools that you need to make sure that your marketing dollars are effective. That can be Facebook ads or Google ads, but he's going to give you a plan and he's going to give you the skills that you need to actually have a return on investment. Not just throwing money at marketing now just doesn't work, or it doesn't work as good as it could to get that really low customer acquisition cost. So Joe is definitely the go-to guy at Contractor Dynamics. His whole team is amazing and will definitely train you on how to be the best marketer for your business.
And that's a great investment that you can make, is learn to do it yourself. We talk about really the basics, whether it's SEO, and you've got Dima's SEO school. We believe in educating yourself, learning these things, whether you use an outside agency or not. You have to understand this, and particularly when it comes to marketing, lead generation, like both of these, you have to understand the process. I've got a lot of contractors that I talk to that say, Facebook ads, PPC, I've tried it, it doesn't work. Well, that's because you don't know what the hell you're doing, because it is not easy. You really got to understand this, and that's what Joe does. I love his tagline. He came up with the tagline, be 5 mile famous. And what he means by that is you want everybody to know who you are within that 5 mile radius and building that brand. And this is what it's all about. John here, he's 5 mile famous, man. He rules this area of Savannah. And it's so important to understand that you don't have to be everything to everybody, but you want to be known for the services that you have and how you do them differently. Don't you agree, John?
I agree. Whether it's 5 miles or 25 miles, depending on your market, I can't stress that enough. What Joe has come up with, that 5 mile famous, is a great way to think about how to market. And I'm constantly learning from his content and how to make sure that I am famous in my market. So we have two markets. I want to make sure that everyone knows who we are when it comes time to replace the roof. So it's really important to be consistent. But yeah, definitely can't stress that enough to be 5 mile famous.
I love it. Well, we talk about focusing down on your ideal customer. Who is that? What does that customer look like? Who's that one customer that you've got that you wish you had 100 just like? And this is what's so important when it comes to marketing, whether it's your website or any of your marketing material. You have to first understand who that one ideal customer is, that avatar. Otherwise, it's spray and pray. Yeah, you want to be focused in on who that is so you can direct that message and tailor that exactly on the type of customer that you want. You don't want to market to everybody. That's a waste of money. So, John, we are doing some recording today, and we're spending a lot of time talking about your sales process. And you've got a unique process. We've talked about this a number of times on the show, but we're going to have an entire podcast on that, because you've really got to see this. We can talk about it, but it's a little tough to understand. But let's get a little preview on what you've got, John. First off, you're relatively new to Savannah. Your main market was in another area. I'll let you explain that. But starting off really in a new area from scratch, it's like starting a new business. So let's talk about what you've done to get things going, start up your marketing, and then a little about your process and how you do it, because I'm always amazed. We'll be sitting around and all of a sudden, hey, I just sold another roof. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't even talk to these people. I don't even know who they are. I've never been to the house. So, John, what's that about? And tell me how you got started out here.
So, to recap, I have said this a couple of times in the podcast, but we were in the Northeast Georgia, kind of Athens, Georgia area. And it's a really small market, but we established ourselves over the past 7 years there. And we knew we wanted to grow. And the way we had to grow was to expand our service area. So Savannah came up as a potential market. It's got about 10 times the number of homes. Just all the numbers added up to be a good spot for us to have a second office. And, you know, my wife likes the beach, so we moved here.
There you go.
Yeah, so you know what you know, that's how we make those decisions. We all know that.
Yes, we do.
So now we live on the beach, and I come to Savannah and work. And so we've really taken off actually much faster than I thought. I thought it would take 12 to 18 months to actually start getting business. But what has happened really well, and I've been really encouraged by, is Google local service ads. We've expanded our service area. I've actually met with a Google professional. So we took those 138 reviews that we had from our Google listing in Athens, and we expanded the service area to Savannah and the surrounding area. So we've started to get leads through that immediately. Obviously, our truck, we only have one truck here. So, but that has actually gotten to several leads, just people seeing the one truck. Mm-hmm. Yard signs, same thing. We've put out yard signs in highly trafficked areas. Ironically, the other competitors in the market have put their yard signs near our yard signs. So I know that it's working because they're seeing it too.
It's like a political campaign. Everybody just rips out the others and puts theirs in there.
So those are three things that I've seen that have been very, very successful. The truck, the yard signs, Google local service ads. But part of the sales process has really been helpful is we've changed a little bit what we do with using Roofl's tool, RoofQuote Pro. So that actually helps generate leads by getting we're not even running ads right now. We're not even running any Google ads, but people come to our roofing calculator page and they get a ballpark estimate for their roof. They know roughly how much it's going to cost. And then we're able to reach out with ProLine automatically with text messages and emails for that customer to schedule an appointment. If they want to schedule an appointment, we can then provide a sumo quote in a matter of minutes to provide them a very, very accurate, comprehensive proposal. And oftentimes, because we reacted so quickly and so professionally, the homeowner will just buy the roof because we're giving the homeowner what they want. They want to know roughly how much it's going to be. If we're somewhere in the ballpark, they want to have an actual estimate comp, and then we will send that estimate right to them. They e-sign it. They pay a deposit. We send our crew out. We do the roof. They send the final invoice. They pay the final invoice. And many times in Savannah and Athens over the years, I've never met the customer. I've never spoken to them on the phone. But this is the direction homeowners are going in, and they will continue. That percentage of people that want that will greatly increase. And just to give you somewhat of an ideal customer, like Dave was saying, is that a lot of our customers in Athens is a college town. It's a retirement community. People want to come there to retire because of the low cost of living. They're typically higher income earners and they're nearing retirement age or they're retired. So those people are buying roofs online. They're not ever seeing me. They're trusting us.
I mean, as opposed to the fraternities?
As opposed to the fraternities. That's right. So I say that because they're not typically what you consider tech savvy type of people. They're older generation, but they still want this experience. Now, Savannah is much more diverse, which is a good thing because we have all socioeconomic, all age levels. And they're reacting the same way with this process. So they want to buy their roof online. And so it's very, very encouraging. I'm super excited about the growth we're going to have. We'll probably double or triple this year just by being in a new market with a much larger pool of people and a much greater need for roofing services. So yeah, that's our new process in a nutshell. Definitely we'll go into that in a lot more detail on another podcast.
I want to go back and dig into a couple of things, questions that I've got, because we talk about these, you know, every week with our coaching clients. And the first one is the LSA, the Google Local Services. That has really been successful for a lot of contractors. Really the first place you start with your paid advertising. So for anybody that's not involved with this, explain that a little more and optimizing that profile, basically. What's important and how can our contractors get more leads from that, because some guys are killing it, man. I mean, that is really, I think, number one, start with that.
I agree. So it's a much more affordable option to have your business listed in a high ranking on a Google page for a Google search. Optimizing your profile is important. Knowing what your services you offer is important. Knowing what your budget is. Let's stop on the budget. Make your budget really, really high. That you don't get surprised using that service by what it costs. You're going to get a notification each time a lead clicks that and you get a new lead. So I set my budget at 5,000. Some people can set it higher than that. I never hit that number because of the number of other roofing contractors in my market. So I say all that to say it's a much more affordable option than traditional Google ads with pay-per-click. Those are just two things. Make sure you know your services, make sure you know your service area. And then also make sure your budget set at least $5,000. So you can have all those things in place, but if you don't have any Google reviews, it's not going to be as effective. So I cannot stress enough to use some sort of automation, some sort of process to make sure that you're actually getting Google reviews. They're very hard to get. We all know, if you've been listening or paying attention for the past 2 years, Google's making it more difficult to get the reviews, to keep the reviews. They're taking reviews down. So getting reviews has been a lifesaver for us. It's been a definite growth tool for us as well. And you really need those to have Google local services be as effective as they can be.
And we've talked about getting reviews. We have a process that we use, recommend to all our clients. And, you know, one, it starts with asking. You've got to be really proactive. If you're going to get reviews, people are not going to leave reviews. The only reviews you're going to get is somebody's really pissed off and they leave you a crappy review. Yep. And we talk about, you never let things get to that point, because you always want to know the feedback before you ask for the review. And if somebody's not happy, you better make them happy. But those are really important. You look at the difference between contractors that, you know, don't make an effort. They've got two or three reviews versus, what do you have, John, going on now?
I think combined we have over 150 on all platforms, but we really focus on Google. So it's just under 140 or 138, something like that.
And that makes all the difference. As you say, it's going to make you more successful with your Google local services. But in general, you want to have reviews. They are really important. So, yeah, and using that larger budget, you said, really makes a difference, right? Even more than you're going to use.
It indicates to Google that you're willing to spend money. So when I had it at $500 or $1,000, it was a much lower lead flow. So when you indicate you're willing to spend a lot, and I would spend $5,000 on those leads, because they're not clicks. They're actually leads mm-hmm. that I can actually sell. And if they're not, for some reason, if they trick the system, then you can dispute them really, really easily, and they will get rid of those. They'll give you credit for the next month. So it's a really great system. Again, you need reviews to make it work.
Yeah. And speed the lead. What about that? I mean, you've got to have a system where you get back to these guys immediately. I mean, within seconds, right?
Correct. Yeah. No matter what system you use. You have to have an automation that just immediately follows up. You have to have somebody answering the phone if they're calling, and you have to have someone reaching out, usually a system, not a person, reaching out with a text message and an email right when they fill out that form to schedule the appointment. If you don't do that, you're almost certainly not going to get that appointment, almost certainly not going to get that job. It has to be instant. We just partnered with SMA. And Kathleen is our new director of first impressions. She's amazing. And she has our goal is to be sub 30 second response time. But it's an average of 38 seconds right now. So it's really, really important to count the seconds now when you're responding to any new lead.
Any new lead in any of these platforms. I mean, this is critical when people say, you know, this stuff doesn't work. And that's, you know, the leads aren't any good. That's because if you're... you know, calling back, you know, an hour, 2 hours, 6 hours later, I see contractors.
10 minutes later, it's too long.
It's too long.
It's too long now. The culture has changed to want even more instant gratification when it comes to, I have a problem, I need to fix, I want to fix right now. That's really the result of us selling jobs. It's the same reason why they want quick response times and speed to leave. They want it immediately. They want to see the price right then. They want to get the proposal. They want to just solve that problem right away.
And if you're not doing that, Google's going to penalize you, right? They're not going to like that.
Anytime on any platform, Facebook, any of those things, if you're not responding, if you're not replying or responding to Google reviews, positive or negative, you'll get basically hurt on your response times for anything like that. So it'll hurt anything that you do. If you do not respond in a timely manner, any of those platforms will definitely move you down on the notch.
So tell us about this Roofl, because this is awesome. We've got a number of contractors that are using this now, and they're killing it. And I love the whole concept, because this is really where I think the industry is going. For instance, if I'm buying home services, the last thing I want to do is line up about, you know, three contractors to come out and look at your house, look at your roof, because you know, two of them are not going to show anyway.
That's right.
You're going to be jerked around. Nobody wants to have, everybody's been in that situation. So who wants to screw around with that? So if I got a touch-free way to get a quote and an accurate quote, I'm going to go that way. And it's interesting, as you say, you can see this with so many younger homeowners where, you know, you're going to see a lot of younger homeowners, but at the same time, you're seeing, you know, as you say, retired people, they're purchasing this. But explain that a little more, because you've got this on your website front and center. And not only have I seen you sell roofs, as you say, without even having to go out there, but you talked about it being a lead magnet. So explain that a little further, if you can, and why would anybody want to take a look at this?
So being really intentional about where you put the landing page, essentially, or the page on your website that is the calculator, we're promoting that on different, you know, Instagram, Facebook, we're promoting that's the page we want people to go to. So we, you know, as opposed to the homepage, we want people to go get what they want, which is roofing. I don't want to deal with this, but I'll click this, and they go to it and they're pleasantly surprised that we're going to solve their problem right then. They put their address in, they put their information in, and they can have an estimate in less than 2 minutes. And so that's something that almost no one does right now. Mm-hmm. And people are shocked. We probably just will close probably next week on a $30,000 roof for something that somebody who's actually in the software industry, they just moved to Savannah. They were so impressed by our process and by our software. That's the reason they didn't even look for anybody else. They just knew that we're going to take care of them because we took time to have a solid process, use solid software to show them and to give them what they want. We gave them a super accurate proposal. It's very comprehensive. And that is this is a very highly profitable job that we would never have sold if we didn't have these tools. So having that in place is meant everything for our business, and especially the profit margin. We're increasing our profit margin on the jobs that we sell because people are so impressed. They know that we're going to do a good job. We're able to have higher profit margins on every job we sell.
And we like that differentiation because it does mean higher profit margins. You can charge more for your work and show them why you have the value. Let me take a quick break to thank our sponsors. And the first sponsor is Peak Leads, peakleads.io. And it's pretty simple. These guys will get you commercial leads, and they are great leads. If you're in the commercial space or thinking about getting into the commercial space, you want to talk to Peak Leads. And the reason I can say this with such confidence is we have maybe 3, 4, 5 of our contractors, our commercial contractors, that use Peak Leads, and these guys are generating business for them. They do a great job. They will leverage the technology. They generate and organize and maximize commercial roofing leads. So check them out, peakleads.io. And next, we have got the Sales Transformation Group. And if you can have all the leads you want, but if you can't close them, if you don't have a good sales process, or you don't have a sales team that's working together and out there closing deals, you need the Sales Transformation Group. They've got a number of programs. I'm sure there's something for you. So go to salestransformationgroup.com/roofershow. Jump on a quick call with them. See what they've got going. But this is a great program. They will teach you to close and teach you to close with confidence. And that's really what you need. All right. Well, let's get back to the show. You mentioned accuracy. I'm always thinking, you know, how do you get an accurate proposal to somebody? And is this something you stick with, or do you say, within 10%, for instance?
Sure.
What do you do?
So RoofQuote Pro, Roofl's tool, is really good about protecting the contractor and the homeowner. We have definitely sold roofs directly from the number that RoofQuote Pro provided. We've done it directly from there. We've not even done any Eagle View measurements. We know the price point that we need to be at for this size roof. We sent them the contract for the exact same number, sold, done. We've also gone through the process if it's a more complicated roof, and we want to make sure we're hitting all those details. And there have been pretty significant differences. So I actually made a video about this and posted it on several different Facebook groups. But I'm going to do another video showing that the point of the RoofQuote Pro is to attract people to your business, to provide them an answer. They want to know a range. They want to know an idea of what the roof's going to cost. They want to see your professionalism. We've done change orders after the roof. We've done pretty large percentage price differences from the RoofQuote Pro to a Sumo quote. It didn't matter. We got the signed contract. The customer's happy. They paid us immediately. They wrote the 5-star review. The point of this, using this process, is to get more business, give the customer what they want, and then get paid at a high profit margin. That's the whole point of this. It's not necessarily that hangs up a lot of contractors of, oh, it's not accurate. It's not that you're protected with their tool. The homeowner's protected with the tool. And if you have a good process of making sure that you're communicating really, really clearly, they're not going to have a problem with this. They want to get a range. They want to get their problem solved as fast as possible. And they want to see that you're professional. Those are the things they want. And it will only, that mentality will only increase over the next 3 to 5 years.
I love it. Now, you had mentioned, and I know you use a lot of video for on your website and explaining things like this. You know, you always got your damn camera out. As a matter of fact, it comes, picks me up this morning, and here I am trying to get out of the damn house, walking down these old funky stairs of this Airbnb that I've got, and my computer bag, you know, of course, trips me, and you're just laughing away. And next thing I know, there you go. It's posted on Instagram.
We're going to save that one. Go to Instagram, the Roofer Coach Instagram. You see that one.
You do want to check that out. Make sure you subscribe to our Instagram page. What is that? The Roofer Coach?
Roofer Coach.
Yeah, Roofer Coach. It's not pretty, but you can get a few yucks out of that. And I'm glad I can provide that entertainment. But John, hey, before we get into our interview, I just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsor, Ruby Receptionist. These guys are great. We've used them, you know, for a long time. John, I know you use them, have for quite a while. Tell us a little about your experience and how it works for you.
Support for the Roofer Coach podcast comes from Ruby, the number one customer communication solution for growing roofing businesses. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Ruby creates exceptional experiences for your callers and website visitors. They take messages, screen and transfer callers, schedule appointments, perform new customer intake, confirm details with outbound calls, and much more. Just like an in-house receptionist, only better, because they turn every ring into a relationship. It all adds up to more opportunities and more time saved. For more information, visit get.ruby.com/theroofercoach for up to $150 off your first month. Imagine you powered by Ruby.
All right. Well, you got to love that. That's easy. And why don't we just get into our interview? And you guys, be sure to keep tuning into our show. That we're going to have a lot of our content here. Hopefully, we're going to get quite a bit of information to you. You know, I don't know how long I can stay in this little phone booth here that we're recording in. But hey, you got kids at your place going crazy. I got my grandkids where I am. And man, this is a you know, it's beautiful Airbnb, but it's pretty close quarters. But we're going to get into some great stuff. Be sure you tune in each week, subscribe to the podcast. And God, here we are. What is this? Number 321, I think. We've been doing this for a while. And you know what makes this podcast different? We try to be different. We talk about differentiation all the time. Otherwise, you're just one in a hundred of roofing podcasts that are out there. But what we try to do is bring our experience. And the reason why we really partnered up on this podcast was, you know, I was a roofing contractor, commercial contractor out in California for 30 years, ran a successful business, and really from taking it from the point of being a struggling family business to the point where I exited. And, you know, now I can sit and watch John doing this, who's doing this all the time, but I had retired. You know, it's kind of be careful what you wish for. You know, sold the business, everything's great. And now it's like, okay, now what am I going to do? What's next? You can only do so much golfing and so forth. So that's how I started the podcast. And what I wanted to do was bring in somebody that is doing it every day, and particularly on the technology side, automating our business. And this is one thing that, you know, we were very successful in our business was, number one, business planning. We always had a plan for everything, and we had a process. And this is what allowed me to step away from the business and be able to travel and do the things that I wanted to do, spend time with the family, and have that free time. And that is really, I think, what it's all about. You got to have a very profitable company to be able to do that and to be able to do these things. And that's the first thing, step, but you've got to build a business that you can step away from. Now, John was one of my, you know, original coaching clients, because I started getting into coaching from the podcast. So here's a guy that actually not only listens to what I have to say, but actually implements, because we talk about, you know, you get the horse to water, but you can't make it drink all the time. And it's refreshing when we get a lot of our guys that actually implement and make it happen. So John, someone that is out there every day doing it, you know, has the automations, is building a kick-ass business to achieve the goals that he has, his why, his destination. And I think you're off to the races. Any comments on that before we get into our interview?
None, Dave. I'm ready to sell another roof.
There goes the phone again. Right on, man. I love it. All right. Well, we're going to get into our interview with Joe Hughes and Amanda. But just real quick, let me tell you a story of what makes Joe Hughes and Contractor Dynamics so successful. They do the little things that matter, that really leave a good impression. And what I'm talking about was, I referred one of my clients over to Joe. Happy to do it, obviously, because I believe in what he's doing and they really help contractors. So I'm happy to do that. But he sends me a handwritten note thanking me for the referral. He sends me a little gift certificate it's a pretty good size gift certificate, actually, to my favorite restaurant in my area here. It was pretty cool. And that's something that I really remember. I'll always remember that. It really makes the difference. And another reason I think about that is because I got another handwritten note today from a contractor friend of mine. He's been on the show a number of times. And that is George Boudreaux of Pelican Roofing. And he just drops a note. Hey, just a note to let you know I appreciate being connected with you. And thanks for having me on the show. Boom. Took him 5 minutes to do it. But again, it really leaves a great impression. And, you know, it means a lot. And that's the kind of relationship building that you want to have, is take the time to do that. Do something, you know, doesn't have to be a big deal, but God damn it. Just, you know, if nothing else, call somebody up, call your customer up and just say, hey, thank you. I appreciate the business. Boom. Quick, easy, pro move. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say on that. All right. We have assembled a great crew for you today. Got a great show. I've got John Delorier from Delorier Roofing, my co-host of the show and the brains of the operation. We have got Joseph Hughes and Amanda from Contractor Dynamics. Joe, how you been?
Excellent, Dave. Always good to come on here and chop it up a little bit. So appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, anytime. And we've got Amanda. She has a ton of experience. And also, we're going to hear some great stories from her. And who doesn't like a good story? And John Delorier, he's an expert. He's in there doing it every day.
I don't know about that.
But Joe, what's going on? We had you back on the show, back on episode number 259. It was very well received. We got some great feedback on that show. So everybody go back and check that out. But Joe, what's going on here recently?
Man, before I get into that, one thing, you know, when you consume content like this, you know, you got to listen and watch what people say, but also like watch what they do, right? And so Dave is 300 plus episodes in, and there's no doubt why he's built a successful platform and career because of that consistency. So, you know, listen to what we're talking about, but also like observe, you know, what makes that successful. We're going to talk about the consistency today. But yeah, we were all actually at the Roofing Process Conference last week in Orlando. It was an amazing event. So many like hungry contractors, like with no egos, like really looking to learn. And just like, it was a really, really good environment, probably the best event that we've ever had. So kudos to Dimitri and his Roof Insights team for really attracting a top quality, you know, companies and individuals, vendors, speakers all around. It was, you know, we were too busy actually to see the speakers, but I heard they were good. So yeah, it was awesome. So yeah, super excited to be here. We're all about education, and we just really want to, you know, give the audience some tangible, actionable takeaways that they can go and implement right away in their businesses. So excuse me.
Love it. And now we've got Amanda. You were back at the show in Orlando. Is that right?
I was.
Your first show. What'd you think? And what's your takeaway?
It was an amazing conference and expo to experience as your first event. I knew of the event. I had never gone when I was in roofing sales. And it was really nice to just see the industry come together. And the culture that Dimitri's built is really incredible. And like Joe said, there weren't really any egos, which was nice. It's not like people were walking around saying, I sold 3 million last year. My company did 100 million this year.
Roofers never do that, do they?
Well, you know, it's nice to boast and brag once in a while, but it wasn't the time and place. And that was very clearly the intention that Dimitri and his team set. And as a former corporate dropout turned business owner turned employee, it was nice to sort of get to use all parts of my brain at that conference.
I like it. Well, John, you know, we talk about this all the time. You can go to these conferences and everybody gets jazzed up, or whether it's a seminar. I got all these seminar books over there collecting dust. But you come back and you're all fired up. And then the next thing, you know, hey, the house is burning down, you know, that you are roofing right now. So we got a little problem. They get caught up in all this stuff. So we always talk about taking action and implementing. So give me what your takeaways are, and give me one or two things that you're actually going to implement that you came away with, because I know you were really jazzed. We talked about this show. We're going to do an episode about all the different stuff that happened there. But give me a couple of takeaways and what you're going to implement in your business, and what are other contractors can learn from that?
So this is my first time at the Process Conference as a vendor. So we were, Proline was there, but our booth was, I intentionally wanted the booth in the main hall so that I could see. I agree with you, Joe. I didn't actually get to listen enough. So today, actually, I've been watching some of the videos they're posting from some of the speakers so I can actually consume it and learn and actually implement. But I'd say there's a few things. You know, RoofQuote Pro was there. I already use Roofful's tool. But there's some things that I can do to improve the process for lead flow. And just getting putting to put a name with faces of people that I've talked to for, you know, 5 months, that was fun. But they're really also really helpful to help my business grow from that perspective. And then also the idea of there are several other vendors there that did outsourcing for different types of parts of your business. So like I've already connected actually this week with a company that is recommended by Adam Sand. And it is, I'm super excited about, basically inside sales and, production management communication that it's going to be both economical, but also highly professional, well-trained staff. So those are two things that I really took away as a contractor from the process conference. But yeah, I want to consume more of the speakers because I love Marcus Sheridan. Patrick David, I didn't really get to hear very much because we were talking to contractors in our booth. But yeah, there's a lot of things about the conference. I've been to several expos and conferences, and the roofing process has always been my favorite of any. So yeah, that's where I'm at with the conference.
Sounds good. Well, let's get into this. What I want to talk about today is really what our contractors want to know. How do we get more leads? We're coming into perhaps slower times. What's going to change with that? How do we build a marketing strategy, build a brand that matters? And how do we do it consistently? And Joe, you teach contractors this every day. And Amanda, you guys know what works, what doesn't. And John, I want you to jump in because you're active with all of this stuff and you kick ass. And let's take a look at what's working and how we should go about this and kind of bring this together if you could, Joe.
All right. That's a tall task, man. We've in fact, we have a 12-month marketing training program where we go through all this in more depth. So we'll try to summarize here for the audience. So, you know, I'll say, you know, we have an awesome team of 12 that are in the trenches every day, working with our clients on helping them build out better marketing and generate their own leads and appointments and sales. And it's a lot of fun. And yeah, things are always changing. And I will say that, like, you know, as a company, we never say like, hey, this is the only way to do it, right? We all know there's big old companies out there that don't do any marketing. They have great, you know, door knocking, canvassing programs. They might have, you know, referral relationships, whatever that might be. Every successful company that I've run across in my career in 15 years in a contracting business and now 10 years doing this, Contractor Dynamics, every successful company has a system for generating their own customers with some level of predictability, consistency, right? It's not just like, hey, let's sit back and wait for the phone to ring. I know there's a lot of like pride to say, hey, we're only, you know, word of mouth, we're only referral. Like, I think that's a pretty audacious thing to say as a business owner. Like, that's a pretty irresponsible thing to say. Like, as a business owner, agreed. Yeah, we've got responsibilities to our teams, to our families, to our markets, to be able to, you know, run our business in a productive and profitable way. So you need to have a system for consistently and predictably generating your own customers. So that's what we help our clients with. And, you know, there's a bunch of different ways to do that. What we focus on is really helping, and we preach is you've got to be able to generate leads through your brand. We're going to get into some, you know, some tidbits and some specifics on how to do that, right? But like generating leads through your brand, meaning like I have Joe's Roofing Company, right? I want people that are, I don't, this is fictitious. I want people reaching out to me because they've seen some of our content. They've seen, you know, our videos, they've seen our projects, they've seen our customers, our testimonials, our reviews. And they're like, hey, those guys look like they know what they're doing. They're working with our neighbors. I trust them. I want them to come out and give me an estimate, right? Or I'm not calling anyone else. I'm just going to call those guys. And, you know, not that I don't care what the price is because everyone has some price resistance, right? But, you know, I trust them that they're going to take care of me. Like, they're the trusted advisors. That's how we want to be. I, as a roofing company, like, I don't want leads from a homeowner who has no idea who I am, who is just looking for the cheapest quote out there or just putting their info into a home advisor looking for a roof quote, right? Like, that's going to be a waste of time for our, you know, our sales reps. That's going to be an unprofitable project. It's not going to turn into good referrals. So it's like, you know, we want to generate leads through our brand from people that are seeking us And one of the best ways, most effective ways we can do that today is by using this thing right here and sharing our content every day on social media and building that know, like, and trust with our market. We refer to it, you know, a concept that we developed is becoming 5 mile famous in your area. You know, that might be 5 miles. If you're in a more rural area, that might be 10 miles, 25 miles, whatever. Your mileage may vary, literally. But, you know, getting people to know who you are by being out there consistently where they're already spending a few hours every day of their time on social media is a huge win. So I think that's what we'd like to focus on today. Let you guys steer the ship on that. But, you know, one of the things that I really want to get across is, like, as a business owner, as a company, you've got a responsibility every day to ask yourself and act on it. Like, how can I get more people to know about our business today than they did yesterday? Or if you're a sales rep, how can I get more people to know who I am and what I do? Right. So that is part of your job as a business owner, whether you like marketing or not. Like, that's part of what you signed up for. So I really want to drill that point home that, like, that's part of our daily process that we need to be doing every day.
Mm-hmm. So, John, I mean, you're doing this. You've built a great brand. You've been running your roofing business there in Savannah, Georgia for, what, 6 years or so? I see you posting things every day, and maybe you freezing your butt off in that ice bath, but, you know, I know who you are. And I
don't know that. They sell roofs.
Roof Savannah. What are you doing? And how difficult is this? I mean, you kind of started from scratch.
I started in Athens, Georgia, about an hour and a half from Atlanta. It's a very small market, very few homeowners, and pretty much everyone is a small contractor in that market. So last year we moved to Savannah, and we still roof in Athens, but definitely want to continue to maintain that brand awareness at least. And so I would say, going back to the process conference, the first time I heard Marcus Sheridan was last year at the process conference, and he has a book called They Ask You Answer, and it was super inspiring. That was actually the first speaker I heard last year. It was like the first night thing, and I was like, I'm done. I've heard everything I need to hear for the whole conference, because it was super convicting. And I mean, I am continually trying to add to our library of content to help our prospects, homeowners, understand what makes us different, what our process is, and why you should choose us. Along with, so Marcus Sheridan definitely inspired me to do that over the past year. Have I been perfectly consistent? No, I have not. But I have definitely produced a lot of, to get into specifics, I hired a videographer. I had already hired him a few years ago, and I practiced. This is just a little side story. So I get home from the conference. I buy a little SLR camera. I set it up in my office. I would buy breakfast every morning, and I would set up that. I'd put my breakfast on the desk, and I would film at least one video every day until I got it how I wanted it to do every day for a month before I'd eat my breakfast. So because I don't like being on camera, I do that every day. And so then after that month, I hired a videographer, and we did a half a dozen really, really good pieces of content that I'm able to put into our automations. And it is something that was worth the investment, worth the time investment, that really helped. I mean, it feels really good whenever a homeowner says, I watched all your videos. I understand exactly where you're coming from. I understand what makes you different. And we've sold jobs just from that. Just that's from that part. But then also I'd say, that's Marcus Sheridan, inspiration of this. But then Joe and Contractor Dynamics is really inspiring. The consistency that you have, Joe, is very, very inspiring. And it should be for every contractor out there. It should be something that every contractor should aspire to be in their own business, because like we said, you don't have an option. You are a marketing company that does roofing. You have to view yourself that way. If you don't, you're just basically helping other people get ahead of you, and you're not establishing yourself as the leader in your own market. So kudos to you, Joe. I mean, continually inspired by the post and the consistency. And that's something that we should talk about today in this episode, is it's hard to be consistent. But if you set up a plan and you execute that plan on a consistent basis, I've seen it in just this year alone for my roofing business, drastic results. And it makes my job more fun and easier and less objections to overcome. It's there's so many benefits to doing this and putting the work in to make this happen.
Yeah, the consistency, I think, is everything. And getting started, I talk about doing this podcast. I mean, I didn't know anything about podcasting, but I wanted to give it a shot. So it's taking that first step. And you listen to some of my first episodes, I'm like, oh my God, it's just awful. However, I got started. I just stepped out and kept that consistency. Every week, I put out a show. And it doesn't have to be great, you know, but I'm getting it out there and I'm just doing it. And now we're at 350. I can't freaking stop now. I'm like, oh my God, how do I get out of this thing? But I love doing it. And you get used to it. You become more comfortable. I was never comfortable really with public speaking, perhaps. Not that I'm all that great now, but I'm practicing. I feel a lot more comfortable. I enjoy it. And it's just getting out there. And this is how people know me. I'll go to these conferences and they say, oh yeah, listen to all your stuff. You know, it's like, whoa, I didn't really know that. And it's just putting information out there, keeping it simple, and that consistency. But Amanda, you have built, great business. You've got all kinds of stuff going on. Tell us about your story, because you are a true success story.
We might need more than a few minutes for my entire story, but I'll try to keep it brief. So I mentioned before that I was a corporate dropout, and that truly was and what I am. I graduated my undergrad, went into an MBA program, got my MBA, went into the corporate world, worked there for about 8 years in HR consulting, employee engagement survey work, talent development, hiring. And it all culminated when I was in Manhattan for a private equity firm called Apollo, one of the top three private equity firms. And I built an entire program and process for hiring military veterans as they were transitioning out of their military service. So I had a lot of really great exposure and experience doing that. I worked with over 8 different industries, everything from a 134 person manufacturing company all the way up to a 56,000 person global travel company, which was amazing. Then I got bored because that happens. And I converted that into a business. I worked with other private equity firms, sold that business, started a retail company in 2018 for mothers. I sold maternity clothing and we had an entire event space where we hosted baby showers, classes, workshops, you name it. It was a community center. It was basically a YMCA for moms without the pool. And from there, COVID happened and I could not support the business any longer. I was having another baby right in the smack of COVID lockdowns in April of 2020. And I decided to stop trying because I was literally killing myself and I couldn't do it. And fortunately, I had been on a business board with a gentleman named Dan Keller, who was the owner of a roofing company. And I really admired him for what he was able to do and how much he was able to grow. And I called him, actually, I emailed him. I emailed him and I said, hey, I know you always joked around about when I needed a job to give you a call. Well, I'm not joking. I need a job. I have to put food on the table for my family. Can you hire me? And that was in June of 2020 with zero roofing experience, but he knew my capabilities on the marketing side because he saw what I was doing the previous 2 years. So he hired me into a marketing role. Hurricane tropical storm hit New Jersey 3 months later. One of the salespeople was out on vacation and I had to get thrown into the deep end with not even a life raft because that's what needed to be done. So I started selling and I never turned back. My first year, I did $2.45 million, and I was on track to complete my second full year in March of this year at somewhere like between $3.2 and $3.5 million. I ended up leaving that company because there was some issues I was facing that I could not overcome without sacrificing my values. And Joe doing what Joe does best, branding and marketing, he and I connected about a year ago, and I followed him on Facebook, and he offered me the position of business development leader for Contractor Dynamics. So that's my story, my past and my present, and my future with the company is to really empower the roofing industry and the construction industry to tie their marketing and their sales efforts. Because so many people think they happen in silos and they don't. You have to do marketing in order to do sales well, and you have to sell well to continue supporting your marketing. So it's sort of this cycle that needs to happen in alignment. And I'm sort of the walking, talking marketing and sales connector, because that's exactly what I did in the roofing space.
You know, everybody's got a crazy story that gets into this business. I love that. You know, it's always something. I think one problem that we see is that things are starting to slow down, perhaps, and we've got to get out there. And Mark, we're going to have to get out there and bring that lead flow in. We just can't sit back. You'd mentioned, you know, sitting back and relying on referrals. That is not a consistent, predictable model. Referrals are getting harder and harder, where everybody's just using reviews and so forth. That's a tough way to grow a business. So let's get into what we should do now, what's going to work. And for the contractors that we're talking about, maybe $1 to $5-8 million, Joe, what should they be doing, or how do we get started, or where do we go with this? And let's talk a little about some concrete actions that our listeners can take.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So starting a little bit, higher level, then we'll drill down into the concrete, right? Because I think giving tactics without the, kind of strategy and the why behind them is really, not doing service to a recommendation. So there's always this, continuum of time and money. So when it comes to marketing, you can invest time, you can invest money. Ideally, you should do a mix of both, right? As a bigger company, of course you have more resources in terms of money to invest into your marketing, to hire people internally, hire agencies, whatever it is. And, when you're just starting out, especially if you're a sales rep, you've got to invest some time into this, right? You can't invest all money, even if you do have a lot of, a lot of money. You can't just invest money these days. It's got to be some time, right? We work with companies that are, mostly in that $2 to $10 million range, but some larger, and some of those larger guys, they just want to throw money at it and try to, try to make magic happen that way. And that does not work. You've got to be investing time in this stuff as well. Just like John was talking about, Amanda will certainly talk about from her experience as a sales rep for sure. So you've got to be investing some time with that. And there are a million different things to do, right? You can do Google, you can do social, you can do YouTube, you can start a podcast, you can do TV, radio, billboards. It is overwhelming. There is no, one formula that works for everyone. What works is what you commit to. So if you want to commit to, door knocking, great. If you want to commit to social media, great. We'll dive into that one because that's what we focus on specifically, because that's what we've seen, something where, social media, yes, you can invest some money, but anyone can do it, even if you don't have any money to invest, right? Spending a few hours a week, on this marketing machine right here, which we all have, it is so powerful, right? So it's simply sharing your content on a consistent basis. John talked about that consistency. Dave, you've got that consistency with a podcast every week for 350 episodes. This is not something that's going to happen overnight. It can happen. A lot of our clients are within a few weeks of doing this stuff consistently, they're seeing results from this stuff, right? So, it might be homeowners that are hey, I see your videos. Like John said, homeowners have watched all their videos, right? We were hanging out with one of our clients last week at the conference. He's a roofing company in Long Island, New York. and like they do some higher end cedar shake roofs on the coast and like the Hamptons and, you know, things like that. And they get clients reaching out or homeowners reaching out to them regularly. Like, hey, I saw your video and it sounded like you were speaking directly to me. Like, yeah. That is me, like the person you're talking about in that video. And that's the power of social media. Like, we don't have to have one message that we're broadcasting on television and try to, you know, speak to everyone. We speak to everyone, or when we try to speak to everyone, we're actually speaking to no one, right? We need to be specific with that messaging. So, you know, it might be that homeowner that, you know, has an old cedar shake roof that needs to get it replaced. It might be that other homeowner that's got, you know, damage, or the other homeowner that has a roof leak in their kitchen, which I had, you know, last year that we needed some help with, right? So you can put out different messages for different types of people and connect with those people. So that is one thing that, regardless of your, you know, the size of your company, regardless of your budget, like investing, you know, a half an hour a day into, you know, showing off what you're doing, showing off your people, showing off your projects,
right,
showing off your customers, showing off your reviews, video testimonials, doing that every day, day in and day out, that's going to compound into you being that company that people are like, man, I see these guys everywhere. And that just builds a lot of trust and transparency, which is the currency that we need today to do business.
You know, you find that you really start getting some traction when you're doing this, because it was just like podcasting, you know, for in my situation, where you know, all you hear is crickets. You do 10 episodes, you're expecting to have this, you know, all these people calling you and following you. And this is why the average podcast lasts, I think it's 7 episodes, because they just give up, because yep. I'm not seeing this instant action. And this is why the consistency and understanding, I think, that it is a commitment. I am going to have to stick with this, and it's going to take me a while to get going. It's like we talk a lot about SEO on this, on our podcast. And the same thing, it just takes time and consistency, but it really starts paying off, and you really start getting some traction, you know, as you're saying. And John, is this something that you see? What do you think about this?
One thing that was super surprising to me even this year. So every year I'll review our previous year's customer base. And so I will basically rewrite our ideal customer, our avatar, for who we're speaking to. And this year was a little shocking to me, because I'm, you know, again, coming from Athens is a different market than Savannah. There's you know, a roughly 10 times the number of homes in Savannah, completely different industries, different economy. You really need to know what you're good at, what you like, who knows and who likes you, who trusts you. And it's something that, if you have any kind of marketing strategy, that's where I've basically based everything off of. If I try to market to not my ideal customer, I'm probably not going to be successful at that marketing strategy. So I can't stress that enough. Consistently do that. Make sure that you know exactly who, not just the jobs and the homeowners that you're most profitable with dollars, but the ones that are consistently giving you referrals, and they're giving you referrals to the same like-minded people. So it can be difficult to do, but I can't stress that enough. Really go through your numbers. Know, you know, you got to know your numbers. You got to know where your margins are, where, you know, what jobs are profitable, and then go back through as a sales manager or sales reps. Ask your sales reps, hey, were these great customers? Were these A+ people? Did they write a 5-star review? Those are the people that I base all my marketing off of. So like Joe's saying, when I'm creating a piece of content, I'm literally thinking of this guy that I had January this year. Like, I'm thinking of him. He was awesome. The whole experience was perfect. He wrote a 5-star review. He loved everything we did. He appreciated all of the technology that we used. He appreciated the way we took payment. All those things that matter to me is the ideal customer for who I'm going to market to on all my social media platforms, on my YouTube, on anything like that. All my systems and processes are going to be catered to someone like that every time. So really, really important to do that. We talk about marketing a lot, and then getting into sales and how they're they're connected. But that is that's what I did this year that was really, really surprising, because it did shift. It shifted a lot for me. So never think you know the perfect answer for the avatar. Always be looking for that ideal customer. That's what I'd say.
I don't know what I should post. I don't have anything really interesting that I think people would want to hear about or see about. How do you do that, John? I mean, you know, what do I post? How do I get going?
So there are ways. I mean, you can just simply, without a plan, you have your social media set up with your business. You make sure that you're consistently, just start with stories, figure out what you're doing on social media, make sure your Instagram and your Facebook's connected. Start with that. You can, that's just a practical approach, and then start being consistent with that. And that's how I would just start with that, and then work on reels, and then continue to progress and increase that. Don't start with everything all at once, because you're probably not going to be able to maintain that consistently. But start with the basics. Make sure you're doing it every day. And the numbers that people that are really successful are putting out, it's really, really high. The number of pieces of content people are posting every day. So I would say, you know, you need to know those numbers. And maybe Amanda and Joe can shed some light on those types of numbers for what people are actually putting out. But I'm always shocked, because it's like, I got to do more. And that's the name of the game that I've seen. The more consistently that I post at a higher level, and it does have to be quality. You have to be thinking of your ideal customer. You can't just be posting a picture of your dog, but you do need to be increasing the quantity as well, not just the quality.
Well, yeah. Amanda, you killed it on this. You started from nothing with this new industry, this new business. How did you get going? And how did tell us a little about your success and what worked for you?
So I accidentally created an entire marketing funnel back in 2017 when I started a local Facebook moms group when I was pregnant for the first time. And unbeknownst to me, that would become my secret weapon of roofing sales. So the number one thing I can tell everyone who's listening to this right now is, if you do not have a local Facebook group of your own that you manage, you admin, and that you run, I want you to put that in your strategy for 2023. And I feel like I can run an entire day workshop on how to sort of do guerrilla marketing through Facebook groups. And hey, Joe, maybe that's one of the topics we talk about in our New Jersey workshop later on in March. But it has such a powerful connection to your community. And that community could be 5 mile community, like we talk about being 5 mile famous, or it could be that 5,000 mile community that the roofing and solar Facebook group has. But there's a special power that you have, or that you hold, when you are the leader of that group. And I tell people, if it's too much for you to start your Facebook group by yourself, or if you don't have somebody in your business that can do that for you, just become very present on other people's Facebook groups. Use other people's audiences, like we like to say. And it's the tactical steps of starting your Facebook group, that's something that I can teach very easily. But from a strategic perspective, you have two audiences when you're in roofing. So keep this in mind. When you're doing anything on Facebook, especially from a content creation perspective, your audience is not just the homeowner. Your audience is also whoever is a circle of influence for you. And I feel like so many people these days talk about, hey, we have to create content for the homeowner being our target audience. But the other thing I did was I was very strategic with connecting with those circles of influence who can connect me with homeowners. Right. So when I was creating content and when I was telling stories, I wasn't just saying, hey, I went out to Mrs. Smith's house today and I was the only contractor that actually explained code required materials to her. I also created content pieces that talked about the collaborations I had. So if I went up into an attic and I saw that there was an air conditioning unit that was leaking all over the floor, and the leak in somebody's roof wasn't coming from the roof, it was coming from the AC unit, I would talk about how I would open up my my network to that homeowner and say, look, you don't have a roof leak, you have a HVAC leak. Let me give you three names of people I trust who I would use in my own home or who I have used in my home. Connect with them. They're going to give you a fair price and they're going to come out quickly because they know me. And if you mention my name, they're going to respect that I made that referral. Those are the types of stories that you want to tell on Facebook or on Instagram. You don't want to just say, hey, I went out to Mrs. Smith's house, because what you want to ultimately do is show your value to all those other contractors who are serving your end user, being the homeowner, so that you can be a trusted and reliable referral source as well. So you have to have like two separate strategies when you're putting your content strategy in place. How do you reach the homeowner? And then how do you reach the people who reach homeowners?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talk about referral partners a lot where if we're working on residential homes, well, we need, you know, they need plumbers, do the same, you know, have the same market, landscapers, painters, perhaps, and reaching out to them and all working together. And I think that's a great strategy. Joe, we've got, certainly 2, 3, 4 of our coaching clients in your program. They love it. What can you tell our listeners on how to get this thing going?
Yeah, I mean, the first part of my answer might not be what people are expecting, but like, you've got to get clear on what you want to build and why, right? Because, you know, we've all talked about this concept of consistency, right? And it's not something that most people are used to doing as far as like daily content on social media, right? So in order to ingrain a new habit, a new daily discipline, like, it's got to be tied to something that is, you know, tied into our why, into our burn, you know, whatever that is for you, because, you know, it might be easy to do in the winter when you have some time, you're sitting around, right? But when you get busy, like, that's the first thing that goes is marketing, because right. We see it every year, right? Yep. So get clear on what it is that you want to build, right? Is it $100 million company? Is it 10? Is it 5? Is it, you know, whatever it might be for you, that's up to you. And why is that important to you? Because that's going to be the fuel that gets you to show up every day when you're tired, when you don't want to create content, when you're busy, you got a lot of things going on. That's going to fuel you through those days. So like, you've got to get clear on that. Otherwise, you're just not going to stick to it, right? You know, whether it's losing weight, whether it's getting in shape, whether it's content on social media, building a business, you've got to tie it into a bigger why. So once you figure that out, it's like, you know, that's the key piece. Then we can like reverse engineer and like, okay, well, what does that look like? You know, so many companies that we talk to, that Amanda and I will talk to, like on the sales end of things, they're like, yeah, you know, we did 2 million last year. We want to do 4 this year. And like, it's such a casual answer. It's like, yeah, we're on a double. Like, there's a lot that goes into doubling a business. It's not just about getting more leads, right? Like, we all, you guys, Dave, I'm sure you coach.
Does that sound familiar, Dave? That sounds
super familiar to us. Yeah, just right on. It's that why. Well, I just want to be, you know, I hear I should be scaling my business, and that's what you do, right? And I go, well, what is it that you want to do, and what's driving you, and really getting clear on, I agree. Really getting clarity on that, right?
Yeah. And like, you know, we'll help our clients drill down. It's like, well, all right, well, how many, you know, what's your, like John talks about your avatar. Okay. Who's your perfect client? What's your average project size? 15 grand. Okay. Well, you know, what's your profit on that? How many appointments do you need to sell? Or sorry, how many sales do you need every week or every month? Okay. Then how many appointments do you need to get that number of sales? All right. Well, in order to get that many appointments, how many leads do you need to get in the door? All right. Well, how many quality leads, how many leads that are just kind of throwaways or not serious, you know, that sort of thing. So like, getting clear on that number, and we help our clients do that. Like, hey, I need 2,190 leads this year in order to hit my goal, right? Exactly. And so you might not divide by 12 because there's seasonality, but you might, you know, like, there's going to be peaks and valleys on that lead flow, but like, drilling down on the numbers on what does that look like? Okay, well, how many did we generate last year? How many are we generating from Google, from Facebook, from, you know, word of mouth, referrals, the home shows, whatever that is, and figure that out. Like, we're very clear on that for our business. And that's a KPI that we look at every single week in our level 10 meeting every Monday. We're looking at that scorecard, and we know if we're, you know, ahead of the game, if we're behind. And you got to know that stuff, right? It's not just about getting more leads in the door. So start with that, drill down on the data. And then from there, you can figure out like what activities do we need to do on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, in order for us to hit those numbers.
Hey guys, listening, Joe's saying the same thing that we're saying. So maybe we talked about this, John. Yeah. Like all the time with all of our coaching clients, the exact same words Joe is saying, hey, listen, somebody else is saying the same thing. So that's great stuff.
Yeah. We didn't prep for this either. So, hey, like, that's cool. Yeah. Good company
you
to
know,
be in.
Maybe we're right. Maybe you guys should listen to this, you know? Okay, so, you know, I know I need 350 leads to close my 100 projects or whatever. Now, I haven't done any social media. I don't know anything about it, but do I start a Facebook page simply by setting that up and start posting? I have a lot of people that I hear, you know, well, I'm going to do Facebook ads and I've tried it and they don't work. So the hell with it. It you know, none of this stuff works. I mean, you must hear a lot of this too.
Yeah, we see it every day, specifically with Facebook ads. And we train our clients on how to run their own Facebook ads and all that good stuff. So a lot of people out there are like, yeah, you know, the people are probably nodding their heads right now or shaking their heads or, you know, maybe their blood is boiling because they've tried Facebook ads and they haven't worked in the past. And like, that's very typical. Okay. And the reason that's very typical is because you go right into Facebook ads without doing anything to build your brand. Right. Mm-hmm. The truth is that it's not very difficult to generate leads from Facebook, right? We can run a campaign and generate a whole bunch of leads. And this goes for our business too. Like, I don't want to have, you know, appointments on our sales team's calendar from, you know, roofing companies that have no idea who we are, right? Like that's stressful for me, right? There's a lot that needs to be done to take that lead from cold to sold in a very short period of time. And most of our clients don't want that either, right? So we want people that are, you know, that are familiar with our brand, they're seeing the content day in and day out. You know, you've heard the variation of like people need to see your brand like 7 to 10 times before they know what you do. And so you need to have those brand impressions out there. And then you can run Facebook ads with a call to action, you know, for those people who have seen you and then they see that kind of direct response ad. They're like, oh yeah, let's schedule an appointment with John, right? Or, you know, a lot of ads that we run for ourselves and our clients run are simply like backing their video content with some ad dollars. So instead of the 347 followers that you have on your Facebook page seeing your content, all of a sudden you're spending $5 or $10 a day and you're getting thousands or tens of thousands of people to see that video. And just like, you know, that's how people used to do with TV, right? A lot of people still do that with TV. But now like this is the new television, right? So for literally $5 or $10 a day, you can have a cool video going out there to, you know, everyone in your market consistently. So you're staying top of mind. So that was the answer to the question on Facebook ads. But yeah, like, should you start a group? Like, yeah, Amanda said, yeah, it's free to start a group. I don't think Amanda and I have actually even talked about this, but back in 2012, before I even started Contractor Dynamics, I started my own Facebook group locally here at the Jersey Shore for local contractors. And we would have, you know, the Facebook group. I did weekly meetups. Like, you know, that was like, I built myself up as an authority because I ran that group even before I had anything to sell. So like, that's an awesome thing to do. But if you don't want to do that, like, you know, that's more of a long-term play. Like, be involved in local Facebook groups. Like, don't go in there blasting your sales messages and things like that. Just provide value, answer questions, you know, post your videos, you know, maybe share before and after here and there, you know, start planting those seeds every day inside those Facebook groups, on your social media channels. You can share that content on your business, Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, get more traction more quickly on your personal social media. And whether it's you as an owner, if you're enlisting your army of sales reps as well to share out on their social media as well, that's a strategy that works very well. So yeah, there's basically like creating content and distributing it in various places, right? Your business, Facebook, Instagram, your personal social media groups. If you want to create your own group, great. But you can do that, just do that consistently, and that's a great way to get started.
Joe, can I just jump in about that really quick? Because we talk so much about Facebook pages, and it's funny, when I came to Contractor Dynamics, I went to look at our Facebook page, and I was like, wow, we don't really actively use our Facebook page to post content, because we as individuals within the brand post our own content all the time. I did not find Contractor Dynamics through the CD Facebook page 12, 13 months ago. I found CD through Joe's efforts of sort of espousing the brand through the roofing and solar group, because he would often respond to people's questions relating to branding or marketing, or people who are clients of his or people who had followed him would tag him in those posts. So when I saw Joe constantly just dropping truth bombs about roofing, I was like, wow, I need to follow this guy. So I followed him personally on his Facebook page. I didn't follow the CD Facebook page until I actually started working for the company, which is really interesting. So when you think about it from your own company's perspective, every person is sort of a walking, talking billboard on Facebook that works at your company. So not only do you have to hire the people who fit with your culture, but they also have to be willing to sort of go forth and conquer on your behalf and talk about you and be a cheerleader for you on your social pages. I mentioned this when we were doing our workshop breakout at the conference the other day, but it's not that referrals are not happening anymore. It's just that in our parents' day or grandparents' day, they would go to the local newspaper shop and talk about whatever was going on in their lives, because that was their social interaction and their connection. Or when they were at the barbecues with their friends and family, they would be talking about what was going on, not having their heads in their phones. It's not that we're communicating any less or that we're referring business any less between friends and family. It's just that our method of communicating and our method of referrals has changed. So I just want to reiterate to people who are listening that you have to find where those referrals are happening and then play in that space more heavily and more consistently, because ultimately, consistency builds credibility, and then that credibility piece sort of is the umbrella for professionalism, expertise, and friendliness. So if you can get all of those pieces of the puzzle together, it's not even like you have to have a very strong brand presence on a Facebook page. You just have to repetitively show up for your brand on your own social channels.
That's a good point. It's showing up. Joe, I want to just touch on something that caught my attention, was the idea of authority. Talking about this in groups and so forth, and where prospects are going to see this, you're building the authority. You are the authority when it comes to roofing. You know what you're doing. You're the expert, and people are going to look at you that way.
I could not agree more with what Amanda was saying. I would say, going back to the example Amanda have of you're in somebody's attic and it's an HVAC problem. That's the leak. It's not a roof thing. If you go into any business, into your day, every day is, I need to sell another roof. That's not the right mentality. The right mentality is, this is all connected to marketing. You need to have the idea, if you're in somebody's attic or you're on Facebook, how can I help someone today? So if your true nature is, I want to selflessly help someone today. If you're going into a Facebook group and you're commenting, hey, can someone tell me about a landscaper? Can somebody tell me about, hey, this is happening. I have critters in my attic. Don't look at it as, okay, this is my angle in the selling of a roof. Look at it. Just what I have seen success in Proline and Delaria Roofing. The more I comment on and help people in all of these groups, and never ask and never say anything about what I do, the more leads I get. Last month, we had a $30,000 roof from a carpenter that I refer to all the time. He's one of my trusted referral partners, yes, but I also send his name to people all the time. And that was a job I had never thought. I mean, in January, we don't sell a lot of roofs in January. It was a nice $29,000 roof to do. And it was a slam dunk. And that was just because I know he does good work. I know he's going to take care of whoever I refer. And I've just continually put myself in that situation where if you selflessly try to help people, even if they're not buying your service, then you're going to be successful, because those connections with people are going to say, this guy, always wants to help with X, Y, and Z, and it has nothing to do with what he does professionally. Like I, in real life and on all types of media, do that. Put yourself in that position, that mindset, and you'll be fine. From that perspective, if you do that, you'll do well. Just do it consistently. And just like what Amanda was saying about Joe, he knows about roofing. It's not on my Facebook page. It's my personal page. I'm trying to help people on a daily and weekly basis.
I love that, John. So a tactical thing for everyone to take away, like if you want to put it in your daily process to go into a local Facebook group or multiple groups, like every day, add three meaningful comments to a post, right? Maybe it's not about roofing, maybe it's about whatever, but like just start with three a day. Like I'm going to leave a meaningful comment on three posts in a local Facebook group every single day, 7 days a week. And you're going to just be known as like, that's just going to be known as a helpful guy or girl or whatever. And then when you do go to post something in that group, if we want to talk about like the Facebook algorithm, how that works, like your post is going to get more reach inside that group because you've already been engaging in that group. If you just go in cold to a group, and post something and you have never posted, like you're actually not going to reach that many people within a group. So you can kind of, engineer that. Just make it a thing, part of your daily thing. Like I'm going to leave a meaningful comment on three posts every day. So I do that. My number is five. I do that every day as part of my daily routine. Because we all want people to engage with us, right? With our content. But we realize, we catch ourselves, like we've got to engage with other people as well.
Another tactic for doing that and doing it well is every group has a search feature. And what I recommend is picking keywords out that you can search within every group that gives you posts to comment on. So for example, if I went into a local Facebook group that's not my own, and if I was still in roofing sales, I would maybe search pest control, because if I'm thinking, well, who else goes up into attics, or if I saw an issue in an attic, people are probably going to have questions about that part of their home. And if they're asking questions relating to pest control, I can go on, I could search the group, find all the related threads to pest control, and add my opinion or a piece of information that would be helpful or beneficial to that person that's thinking about pest control. So for example, I'm never going to mention that I'm a roofer, but what I could say is that I'm up in attics all day long, or I'm up in 10 attics a week. And what I often see is that the soffit ventilation panels fall down, and sometimes you can visibly see the light coming through, and that's an entry point for animals as small as a mouse. So make sure whoever you hire for pest control checks your soffit ventilation. I never mentioned I was a roofer. All I said was I was up in attics, and this is what to look for, and this is how you can sort of spot those issues. So I'm not saying call me, I'll come up and look for your ventilation issues. But if I was a savvy homeowner, I would go up in my attic and say, oh, let me turn the lights off and check for visible light now, because if I had a pest issue, maybe I could fix it myself. And maybe I would ask Amanda for her referral, because she's up in attics all day long, who she would use. So that's how you open up those communication channels to people in groups. And then you also sort of help along with the algorithm that Joe was talking about.
So I hear you saying you're not get a roof from me, here's my ad and so forth. We're talking about being helpful to the group, not pimping these guys on why they should call you for,
right.
If you need a
intentionally
roof.
Helpful.
All right. Well, Joe, let's wrap us up.
Ask yourself, honestly, as a business, like, do you have a way, like you have goals this year, maybe it's the double, like, do you have a plan to get there? Right. Like, do you have a way to do that? Do you have a way to consistently generate leads and appointments and customers for your business? I've been in business 10 years. I've had periods where I've had goals, like big lofty goals, right? Get fired up. I had no plan to achieve them. And guess what? I didn't achieve them. So that's a big part of it. Having a plan, make sure you have a plan, whether it's with Dave and John, or if you want to get in touch with us, we run a marketing training program, 12 months, where we're in like in depth with our clients one-on-one every single week, really helping them build everything out, build out their marketing machines inside their businesses. And so contractordynamics.com, you can go there, check out some more info, and maybe Dave will leave a link down below somewhere. If you want to get in touch with Amanda, she hops on. I think she's got a bunch of calls this week, like 15-minute calls, where she'll just kind of go through and give you some tips on how to, you know, leverage social media or leverage Facebook groups to generate more interest and build your brand, everything like that. And then the final thing I'll end with is, like, this might sound good to you. Hopefully it does. But there's probably a part of you that's like, man, like, that's getting outside my comfort zone. Like, I'm too scared. Like, I'm ugly. I stutter. Like, I don't know what to say. You know, we've heard it all. Like Dave said, you know, first 10 podcast episodes were horrible. Like, I'm sure mine were horrible too. Like, I know they were horrible. I'm not going back to listen to them because I don't want to cringe, you know?
It's embarrassing.
And it's just like, everyone feels the same way, but just like, and like John said, you know, every day at breakfast, you like record those videos. You don't have to post them, but just get, like John said something that I think got glossed over because he was saying a lot of good things. Like, he doesn't like being on video. He's not naturally good at it, but guess what? He freaking did it anyway. And now, like, his business is in a much better position. Now he's got, you know, a couple other businesses as well because he's built up his brand and his content so well. So, like, yeah, I mean, you don't have to love it. You don't have to be great at it. You're not going to be great at it, but just get started, because every other contractor in your local area is thinking the same thing. So you can get a head start by just starting today. Like, just start today. Mm-hmm. I'm begging you. Come on, do it for your own sake, not for mine.
Whether you're talking about me or not, you know, I have been told that, you know, I got a face for radio, which is why I went into the podcasting, you know, it's great. But now John's got me doing all these YouTubes and so forth. I'm like, oh my God.
That's John's fault.
It's John's fault. Well, that's what the program is all about. That's where we complement each other. John, wrap us up. And what do we got for our listeners here as we sign off?
Guys, check out contractordynamics.com. Joe and Amanda are great. I've met them in person. I've known Joe for a long time. If you want to really have a plan, understand your why, it's a holistic approach to marketing and sales in your business. That's what I'd say to do. Thanks for listening, everybody, today. Thanks, Joe and Amanda, for being here. And you guys have a great day.
Well, that's it for the show today. I really appreciate everybody listening. Went a little long, as we teach in our sales processes. I got to watch my talk-listen ratio. It's a little too much talking. We'll shorten it up next time, and I'll zip it a bit more. But hey, if you're interested in learning more about our coaching program, go to theroofercoach.com. And there is a big button. Just click on that and schedule a call. We will talk about your business, see what you got going, and see if we can help you. And if nothing else, give you a few tips that you can take home and implement them in your business immediately. All right. We'll see you next week on The Roofer Show.